Well, sir, of course, I think most of our listeners are familiar that Farm Bureau recently held their 100th annual meeting, and during that, you were reelected to serve as president. Talk to me about how you feel about that.
Oh, well, I'm honored and looking forward to working with a great staff and all the members of Farm Bureau for the next 2 years.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe you've served in that role for 4 years now. Got quite a bit done. What are your proudest accomplishments?
Obviously, I'm passing Amendment 1 was a huge accomplishment for our organization and for Missouri agriculture. And it totally was luck, but to be serving as president when we celebrate our 100th anniversary is pretty much of an honor. And so I'm tickled that I was able to be working with Farm Bureau during that time. So we're enjoying celebrating the centennial and looking forward to talking about it all year to come, too.
Absolutely. And we mentioned that 100 years, that's a long time. How relevant do you believe Farm Bureau is to producers today?
Oh, I think we're probably more important than we've ever been, simply because there are so many more pressures on farmers today, whether it be from regulations coming from Washington, D.C., or just the questions people are asking about how we raise food. It's a challenge for agriculture, and so organizations like Farm Bureau have a huge role to play in communicating with both consumers and legislators and regulators.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, as you move into this new season of reigning as president, what are some of the goals that you have in mind?
We want to continue to grow our organization and to continue to be a voice for agriculture, just to be where farmers can't always be. If they're busy in the fields, we need someone at meetings and at meetings with DNR and the EPA, talking to our legislators, just representing farmers wherever we can.